This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Brad Young sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Thanks for hanging out with us here on 97.1 FM Talk. And also joining us is Jeff Murdoch, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. Jeff, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me, Brad. I really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you because there is so much going on, and you being the White House correspondent for the Washington Times, you've got your finger on the pulse of what's going on. And I wanted to start with more Russian hostages being released today. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we got from Belarus, which is a country close to Russia, aligned with Russia. We got an American prisoner out along with two independent journalists from Belarus. And what's interesting is the Trump administration says that they didn't give up anything for them. It was just a show of good faith on behalf of the Belarus government, which I think is incredible. We didn't give anything up. And if you look at the Mark Fogel deal, it's also amazing because what we gave up was a low-level cryptocurrency person convicted of cryptocurrency crimes. You know, you look at the Biden administration and some of their swaps. I mean, the merchant of death for Brittany Griner.
Yes.
Whereas we're giving up, you know, it seems like we're now suddenly negotiating from a position of strength in these deals.
Well, and that's obvious in this latest one, because first of all, Belarus, who I think the president is Alexander Lukashenko, he's basically does whatever Putin tells him to do. And so this could not have happened without Putin's approval. And yet we didn't have to give anything for the release of those hostages.
That's exactly right. And it shows that this administration is willing. They're willing to do the work to try to do the diplomacy to try to improve our relations with Russia and ultimately end the Ukraine war. And I think where you see that is this happened just a few minutes ago before I came on the air. So I don't know if you've seen this yet. But President Trump just now spoke about meeting with President Putin in Saudi Arabia. And he predicted that would be the first in a series of meetings that would take place that might include Putin coming to Russia and Trump going to Moscow. You know, under President Trump, under President Biden, he went 4 years without talking to President Putin.
Well, I didn't know that. I've been on the air here, and I wasn't aware of that, Jeff, that there's been that announcement about Saudi Arabia. But I was aware that there were phone calls with Putin and Zelensky. But just before I leave that issue of the release of the hostages, I think what the left doesn't understand, and we saw this whenever piles of money were being given to the Iranians on pallets, that the only way to successfully negotiate anything is from a position of strength, not weakness. And we're seeing that right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And we're seeing it because, and, you know, we're not just seeing it in Russia, but we're also seeing it in the Middle East. You know, it's really interesting how even the outgoing Biden administration was forced to give President Trump some credit for getting that ceasefire deal done. And now you see Hamas is kind of waffling on the ceasefire deal. I honestly don't think they're going to meet the Saturday deadline. And Trump has basically reiterated that he's going to rain all hell on them if they don't cooperate. He said yesterday, all bets are off. So he's coming at this from a position of strength, but not just with Russia, but you see it in all of our foreign policy initiatives right now.
And so not only did President Trump have phone calls with Putin and Zelensky, but now in light of this meeting, how, at least in your opinion, does that show a position of strength when it comes to attempting to negotiate the end of the Ukrainian war?
Because we're willing to have the talk. We're willing to sit down and try to come up with a deal. You know, President Trump likes to brag. He's the deal maker in chief. And it shows we're at a position of strength because he's coming in and he's letting them know, I'm willing to work with you. We've got stuff you want. You've got stuff they want. Let's work this out. Whereas under Biden, he just imposed sanctions, which never did anything. And on top of that, we really did not have that much interaction with Putin. I mean, and the relationship really soured after President Biden called for Putin to be removed from power. After that, the relationship, and we can think what we want of President Putin in Russia, but they are a world superpower. They are a nation mm-hmm. that at some level we need to have a dialogue with.
Exactly. We're talking to Jeff Murdock. He is the White House correspondent for The Washington Times. And I want to play you this clip, Jeff, because one of the topics I wanted to ask you about is all of the left's outrage about Doge and about Elon Musk. And here's a compilation of clips that we put together.
By definition, are we in a constitutional crisis?
Dangerously close to a constitutional crisis.
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 I think this is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced, certainly since Watergate.
And all of this, Jeff, is talking about Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency. What have you been reporting recently on what Doge has actually uncovered by looking into all of these various groups, including USAID?
Well, and that's the thing, is I think that the people who are screaming the loudest are the ones who are most afraid of Trump and Musk finding out where this money's going. I think we're going to be shocked when they dig deeper into some of these things. But we're seeing all kinds of crazy things. I mean, we're seeing $8 million for Politico subscriptions for countries overseas. We sent $2 million to the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company. Britain's a first world country. They do not need foreign aid from us. Thousands of dollars to produce a transgender comic book in Ireland, another first world country that does not need aid mm-hmm. from us. It's crazy. And one of the things I find really interesting, and I thought Elon Musk laid this out really well yesterday, they're all talking about this constitutional crisis. And it's also a crisis that we have this unelected fourth branch of government
yes.
known as the bureaucracy that is making decisions for you and me that will outlast all of the presidents. They will outlast multiple administrations. So what they say goes because they're going to be there. And nobody's talking about that as a constitutional crisis. And then this is further erupted by J.D. Vance and Elon Musk suggesting that the president ignore the judges. Joe Biden did the exact same thing with his student debt plan.
Oh, yes, he did. I covered that extensively, Jeff, because of the Congress had said, you've got to stop eliminating student loan debt, which really wasn't an elimination of debt. It was only a transfer of debt from right. individuals to the U.S. government, which is now $36 trillion in debt. And yet Biden, every time he was told no by the courts, he just kept doing it anyway.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so I don't know, you know, but we didn't hear that was a constitutional crisis. So it's really interesting. But I think what this goes back to, I think people are going to be really, when they start digging in deep, one of the things I think people don't realize is DOGE has only hit the tip of the iceberg here. They have not gone into the Department of Defense yet. They have not gone into the Department of Education yet.
Yes.
I mean, the Department of Defense is an $800 billion budget. What do you think we're going to find when we start coming through $800 billion? I mean, just the law of numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot of $60,000 hammers in there that that could be examined more closely.
Exactly. And the Department of Education, I mean, it's pretty much a slush fund for the teachers' unions at this point. So what are we going to find when we go into the Department of Education?
Well, and I was talking earlier in the show, Jeff, about this idea. But when I look at that, the left's yelling and screaming about cutting these programs, trying to find efficiency, eliminating waste, to me, it just goes to this philosophy from the left that says, we have to have the government. The only salvation that we have is in government funding. And if you're cutting government funding, even for the ridiculous stuff, if you cut government funding, you're literally cutting our salvation lifeline to our country, as opposed to looking at the government and saying, you're spending our tax dollars unwisely. We're $36 trillion in debt. We need to eliminate that debt. But do you see that philosophical divide here among those who are yelling the loudest about what Elon Musk is doing?
Absolutely. And you nailed it, that they look at government as a lifeline. Government is an employer. Government is the solution to everything. And it's not running its services well. I mean, it should be pared down to provide the minimum in services to what it's supposed to do. I mean, it's gotten so bloated over the years. And the other thing I don't understand with this is exactly what President Trump said he was going to do.
Yes.
And the outrage about this fascinates me, because he said he was going to do this. He ran on this. He never, during the campaign, he never shied away from it. The shock is coming from that everybody's so surprised he's doing this.
Mm. We are talking to Jeff Murdoch, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. And Jeff, if you can keep with us here for a couple more minutes, I'm really enjoying talking to you, and I've got some other questions for you. We did see today that Tulsi Gabbard was approved by the Senate. How close was that vote, and what does that vote passage for Tulsi Gabbard mean for other Trump nominations that require Senate approval?
Well, it was a vote along party lines. The Republicans had one defection, which was Senator Mitch McConnell. He was the most notable defection, I should say. But it was a 48-52 vote, I believe. So it was close, but she went through, and I think this shows the advantage of having the majority for the Republicans. RFK is up next. I will see what happens. I don't follow the Senate as closely as I follow the White House, but from what I'm hearing, he should get through. It'll be a squeaker, but he does make it through.
Last question, Jeff. When we were talking about DOGE, I want to get back to this. You mentioned that we haven't seen any examinations yet of the Defense Department or the Department of Education. Have you seen anything coming out from the White House about when the DOGE microscope will be focused on those two entities?
I apologize, you cut out there. I didn't
That's
hear
okay.
every said DOGE microscope.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago that we haven't seen DOGE starting to look yet at the Department of Defense or the Department of Education. Have you been given any indications from your sources as to when that DOGE microscope will turn on to looking at the Department of Defense and the Department of Education?
It should be as early. I know we're already at the end of Wednesday. I've been told it should be as early as the end of this week or beginning of next week. It's coming soon.
Wow. And do you anticipate there being some big revelations about waste in both of those agencies?
I think we're going to find that has the I think we're going to find them has the big two biggest revelations of waste. If you just look at, I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Government agency,
right?
That budget is astronomical. There's going to be all sorts of things, and you know, with the Department of Education, it's basically exists in service of the teachers' unions. So I think we're going to find all kinds of kickbacks, all kinds of initiatives, all kinds of things that just funnel right back into the teachers' union from the Department of Education.
Yeah, when the light comes on, the cockroaches start to run. Jeff Murdock, White House correspondent for the Washington Times. If folks want to follow what you write on a regular basis, how can they do that?
They can go to WashingtonTimes.com or they can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Murdock, M-O-R-D-O-C-K.
Very good. Jeff, hey, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's great to talk to Jeff. Hey, one of the things I'm going to get into between now and the end of the show is I'm actually going to be talking a little bit about what Jeff mentioned, which is Doge. Is it legal? What about the challenges that are coming from the courts?
Oh, good.
And how the Trump administration should respond legally to these allegations of being of Elon Musk being an unelected person who's doing activity that's unconstitutional. I will dive into that next, right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.